This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Supreme Court has upheld the state's expanded paid family and medical leave program. Prop 118 requires most employers give 12 weeks of paid leave to workers starting in 2024. The ballot initiative was approved by voters in 2020, passing by nearly 60%. However, a construction company in Grand Junction claimed the new law's fees for employers violated TABOR, the state's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The court rejected the complaint unanimously. The city of Greeley will use $2 million of federal money to save millions of gallons of water annually, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The money comes from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, which passed last fall. Greeley will use the funds to convert around 11,000 outdated water meters to more advanced ones. The improved technology will provide customers with alerts for high water usage and leaks. That's expected to save the city more than 300 million gallons of water each year. That water will stay in reservoirs ready to use during times of drought. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Boulder County has new recommendations for first responders following the Marshall Fire. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the disaster revealed weaknesses with the region's emergency communication systems.
Mike Chard is Boulder County's disaster management director. He says one problem was the area's tornado sirens, which blare spoken warnings about incoming disasters. They stayed silent the day of the fire last December.
The sirens were not programmed for a wildfire. They're primarily programmed for severe weather, tornadoes, things of that nature, flash flooding.
The report calls for sirens to be reprogrammed with new wildfire warnings. It also says first responders need plans to avoid overcrowding radio channels and better methods to send evacuation alerts to cell phones. Many residents only received evacuation orders after flames reached their neighborhoods. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.